It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
What universe would you disappear to? What, and also what made me think about this is James Earl Jones passing away, and he was, you know, the voice of Darth Vader and gave us the Star Wars universe. I was just curious, what universe would you want to be in? Like, Kevin, is that what you would choose? Would you choose Star Wars as a big Star Wars
it's
guy?
It's tough. There are so many great universes. And don't forget, James Earl Jones also was part of the Disney universe as the voice of Mufasa.
I know, I thought about, can you choose, I feel like you could choose anywhere. You could choose Lion King.
You could choose so many.
Where
Hakuna
Matata just lives.
That doesn't seem very fun.
My only reasoning.
Living in the jungle?
My only reasoning against being part of the Star Wars universe is it's always about rebellion. You know, it doesn't seem to be a very stable universe.
Okay. Safe place.
Right. And I've been going back and forth because there's a lot of great universes and I'm torn between two of them.
I know this is the toughest question.
This was hard for Kev.
But I'm going to take it simply because Batman's in the DC universe and I'm going to go with Superman, Batman, Aquaman, The Flash.
Gotham seems dangerous.
You want the Joker to be your neighbor?
Hey, you know, I thought about the Marvel universe and Spider-Man and those guys, but that's a little too many universes. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Well, didn't you just list like 17 places you want to live?
No, those are 17 people.
They all live in Gotham?
Oh, they all live in the DC universe. No, there's, and then there, and it's like, you know, it's not Chicago, it's Central City. It's not LA, it's Coastal City. It's not New York, it's Metropolis.
All right.
Or Gotham, you know.
So you would choose DC.
I would choose the DC universe.
I thought you were going to go space.
I'm terrified of Gotham.
Gotham feels very like life now.
Well, Gotham's its own little problem.
Gotham is really the city of St. Louis.
Batman's got that under control.
Okay. All right, I was surprised. Hannah, what would you choose?
All right, I'm going to do a 180 from Gotham, and I'm going down under to Bikini Bottom.
Shut up, that's what you choose?
I would kill to eat a Krabby Patty or a kelp smoothie. I also would love to go jelly fishing.
I think you would do really well there.
I know, I would just like thrive. You know, everybody's kind and is so funny. I think I would love Squidward. I feel like I kind of am Squidward sometimes.
You know what I almost chose was similar to yours because I like the ocean so much and I just love the ocean and beaches. Little Mermaid under
Little
the
Mermaid?
Sea.
Oh, wow. I can see
I that. Really did because kind of a similar vibe, like the energy just being...
Just like chill and...
Yeah. It's a good one.
But I didn't. I'm not. To me, it's an easy one, but you can go first, Alex. It's easy. I can't believe no one said it already.
Well, and maybe you're going to say it, but Harry Potter.
Yes, Harry Potter.
That's a good point. You're a kid again.
Yes.
You're away at school with your friends.
Yes.
You're
Hogwarts seems awesome.
Yes, you're causing mischief. You're sneaking out.
I got an invisibility cloak. I'm riding on brooms.
Yeah.
Quidditch seems like football times 10.
Brett and I are sneaking around Hogwarts. Yeah. We're causing a little bit of trouble.
Drinking
not too
butter
much.
Butter beer.
You end up getting out of it. You know, at the end, everything works out in your favor.
I don't know how anyone...
Do you?
Nah,
you're
I mean, Harry's
magic.
Yeah. Like, you just copy off Hermione. That's
you're
what
learning
people
how
do.
To be a better wizard.
Yeah, I think literally just learning
all
how to do magic.
All I have to do is eat Krabby Patties, so.
Doing magic seems odd. I cannot believe it's just not the universal answer. We all just want to go to Hogwarts and...
Brett and I snap our fingers. The food is all over the table.
They
There's
always...
A feast
dude,
at
they
every
all,
meal.
Yeah, man, the dining hall, they always got
a lot of people say they want to go to Hogwarts.
See? Yeah, that's what I thought. AB, what weird one did you choose that no one's probably ever heard of?
So mine is the universe of from Vampire Diaries because
what that depressing town because it's only gray. That's like saying Twilight, kind of.
Well,
go to Forks?
the thing is, everybody is so in love with everybody, and they're like killing people because they're so in love with you. So like, I just want somebody to love me.
I don't watch
deeply.
The show. So they kill. What? So you people, want someone to love you so much they want to kill you? Explain this to me. You want someone to love you so much they want to kill you?
They kill other people for you. There's
you
always
wonder,
people dying, and then they get thrown back to
single.
Life.
You just want Ian Somerhalder. That's all it
true.
Is. That's what it's about.
I'm glad you know that, Kev. Yeah.
And you wonder why you're single. You're scaring the guy.
I expect a lot.
You're scaring dudes off everywhere. Yeah. Someone in their car is like, man, AB kind of seems attractive. Oh, wait, she wants me to kill somebody for her. I'm out.
Yeah.
Maybe a red flag. Kevin, someone had a rebuttal to your universe.
Okay.
They said, I definitely would not choose Marvel. That's for sure. Car insurance rates must be through the roof.
Yeah, I would agree. See, that's why I chose DC.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
DC and Marvel. She's like, oh, someone had a rebuttal. There's a difference.
Sorry.
Yeah, come on, Hannah, get it right. That was really fun, but seriously, guys, somebody hand me a wand. Let's make some magic happen. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.